This winter, keep your home warm and help lower your energy bills with Warmflow, the home heating experts. With an eco-friendly range of high-efficiency oil boilers and Zeno R290 air and ground source heat pumps, Warmflow provides home heating solutions designed to save you money while keeping you cozy, whatever the weather. Trusted for over 50 years, Warmflow delivers heating that works smarter, not harder. For all your home heating needs, visit warmflow.co.uk.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with us once again for the tech takeover. Jess, what's on the agenda this week?
This week we're talking about the job cuts at Amazon. So people would have seen pretty scary headlines from right around the world yesterday in particular. So Amazon announced that it will reduce its workforce by around 14,000, which is a significant number. This is the largest job cut at Amazon in some years. Obviously they have a base here in Ireland. They have a few bases here in Ireland, and it's thought that around 150 jobs from this country will be impacted.
Now, there's around 6,500 jobs in Ireland, across all
country,
of the different
bases and all the rest. So 150 are thought to be in jeopardy here, but at the moment the Department of Employment has not received any notice. But the reason I wanted to talk about it is because when communicating this announcement to its staff, Amazon cited AI very clearly as being the reason for these job cuts. Now, it's not that long ago that OpenAI brought ChatGPT to the world and said, calm down, lads, we're not coming for your jobs. This is going to help make you perform better in your day-to-day life. And yet, one of the biggest employers in the United States and indeed around the world has cited this. It seems that this job cut and the cutbacks are focused at sort of the middle management side of the business. So in the last number of months and the last year or so, we have seen cutbacks to Amazon's device section of the business, to Wondery, which was their podcast side of the business. And now there's this restructuring of the middle management. They have said that AI is the biggest shakeup since the arrival of the internet, and they want to be lean and operating as if they're a startup for this transitional period.
But they did heavily recruit, didn't they, during the pandemic?
Yes.
Because there was such a huge demand on their services. Could it be linked to that too?
Yeah, for sure. There's absolutely no denying that that had an impact. We actually saw, you might remember 2 or 3 years ago now, an awful lot of the tech companies who never let anybody go started reducing their headcount. And that was because of the overhiring or the overcorrection during the pandemic. We were all online, whether it was spending extra time on social media, doing our shopping line, whatever it may be. And the tech companies hired significantly for that. So yes, there's an element of that. But the thing that I, being the age that I'm at, I'm really interested in seeing is, when I left college in 2010, we were all being told to learn how to code. We were being told that the future is in programming, in being able to write your own code, to get into the back end of systems and develop products and all the rest.
These were really safe, well-paid jobs where there was going to be growth. It was almost guaranteed.
It's the future, right? And now we're seeing that those very jobs and sectors are the ones that are in jeopardy, not just in Amazon, but across the tech sector as a whole.
So you mentioned that they are mainly middle management jobs. Do we know what departments specifically are affected?
It's thought to be predominantly in sales, in HR. The people working in the warehouses, the manual labourers, are thought to be safe in this round, because although there are assistive cobots, which are cooperative robots, in use in some outlets of Amazon around the world, they're not at a sufficient level whereby those workers will be displaced. So this is sort of on the corporate end of the spectrum. But I do think it's a bit of a worry, and we need to watch if a trend emerges here now. I alluded to the fact that a few years ago, some of the tech companies that had never let anyone go started letting people go. We have seen huge numbers of headcount being reduced in the likes of Microsoft, in Salesforce, in Amazon. Meta let a huge number of people go not that long ago as well. So we are in a very transitional period, and the gimme career for life of, you know, getting at least 150 grand, working in one of these big tech companies and having your pick of perks and moving around from company to company, that era might be over. And we're going to have a huge cohort of people now who will be displaced by AI, and then the opportunity is there for them to upskill and get themselves into a role within a business that isn't as reliant on some of those skills that can be replicated by AI.
Yeah, because if you look at something like HR, for example, if that is your specific skill, it is difficult to pivot somewhere else. And surely if Amazon is looking at how AI can make the HR operation leaner there, so are other companies.
100%. I have spoken about this and I've written about this in the last number of months. It's different for us here in Europe because we have the EU AI Act. So we have very strict limitations on how, when, where and why AI can be used in recruitment. But in the US, I have met companies who have handed over the entire recruitment process to AI. And this is problematic not only for the people working in HR, but also because of the biases that are within the AI. So, you know, a report that I read from MIT a few months ago said that if you had a certain name, if you lived in a certain district, if you were at a certain level of education and no higher, you were instantly being discarded and discounted from potential roles. And now companies are using this in terms of continuous assessments, appraisals, salary negotiations, all of that's being automated in the US. So they're in for a very, very turbulent time.
The fear also with these job cuts, Jess, is that this is the tip of the iceberg, that there are going to be further large job cuts within Amazon.
Yeah, within Amazon and within the wider tech sector. I think Amazon has, you know, they're a trailblazer, right? They have always kind of set the tone. And I do think
it trickles down then, doesn't it, to other businesses?
100%.
That's what we've seen in the past.
And people will be looking to see how they're adapting their business to allow for this technology. So it's a grim enough story, but I do think it's one that we need to watch.
I did see the US Senator Bernie Sanders coming out, and he called on Jeff Bezos, who's of course the Amazon founder, to account for what he said were, you know, hundreds of thousands potentially of job losses due to automation. Has he accounted for it? Has he come out and spoke about it?
Nothing of significance. They and Amazon, they have CEOs, they have their HR leaders who often come out in these times and will take the brunt and will issue the statements and will issue the memos. In terms of what the executives are saying, the executives are still focused on the innovation side of this and the breathtaking capability of this technology. Nobody wants to necessarily have the blood on their hands of careers, jobs being lost, families being impacted. So that is something that I don't know how much accountability, where, you know, these chaps aren't known for their accountability and their humanity and their empathy. But I do think we are going to see massive disruption across the board. And if Amazon, with their valuation, with the breadth of the company, with all of those different elements, if they're doing this to try and be more lean, that should make us all sit up a bit straighter in the chair.
This is saving.
100%.
This is the bottom line, isn't it?
It's what it all comes down to with these companies.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to your tech tip this week. And I went to buy something on the internet very recently and I thought, no, don't do it, Kira, hold on. Black Friday is on the way. It was probably some cream for my face, you know, that promised to make me look 20 years younger. But you're saying, no, don't be bamboozled, Kira.
Don't be bamboozled, because I have been on the internet, professionally speaking. I haven't been DOSing. But every website you go on now, or whether it's a social platform, is pushing stuff down your throat in terms of Black Friday deals. And, you know, sign up, give us your email for an extra 10% off. Don't be buying junk just because there's a red discount sign on it. Don't be bamboozled by, you know, the noise in a store, all the different bits and pieces that are out there. If you are thinking of buying something, firstly, do you actually really want it? Do you actually really need it? I know a lot of people try and do their Christmas shopping over this period, which is a great idea, but don't get suckered in. Don't spend more than you were planning to spend. If you are buying a piece of technology, do your research beforehand. Check that it does what you need it to do. Check that it's not cheaper elsewhere, because although, and this is a good tip, certain retailers will say they have their bargain of the century for Black Friday. But if you look at their direct competitor, very often you can find an even better deal there. So don't not shop around just because it's Black Friday. Don't get bamboozled by it. It's very tempting, but it's not good for your pocket.
Okay, but there are deals out there, aren't there? Just know in advance what you want and have done your research.
Yeah, it's only a deal if you're going to use it.
Okay.
There's no point in saving 600 quid on a telly if you don't need a new telly. Do you know what I mean?
There's no point buying face cream to make you look 20 years younger if it's not ever, ever going to do that. That's what you're telling me.
You could be going around looking 14. Do you know what I mean? Just
you're good. Right, what's your recommendation for this week, Jess?
My little bit of joy is if you have a smart doorbell.
So I do not.
You're missing out.
I know. I'm really not tech savvy. Look at my mobile phone.
I know.
Does this say...
Yeah, you've got a boomer case on it. So if you have a smart doorbell, if you have a Ring doorbell or a Google doorbell, I did this the other night and I was laughing away to myself. You can go into the settings and instead of the ding dong of a doorbell, you can set it to a Halloween theme. So it kind of makes little ghostly noises and cats screeching and all the rest. It's a bit of crack, great for trick-or-treaters on Friday. It'll just add to the drama and to the crack of it all. It's completely free. It's within the settings and it disappears then on November 1st.
Okay, beware post-delivery people over the next few weeks. You could be in for a bit of a shock. Jess Kelly, thanks as always.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.